我睇到中途大事录咧，关于接受信仰嘅条件咧，真好多荆棘嘅，因为当时信教嘅大部分都系犹，差唔多全部犹太人啦。咁有啲系热心嘅极端嘅分子咧，咁佢就需要，如果你成为基督徒咧，必须要受割选礼，成为犹太人先至可以领洗嘅。咁但系保罗同埋约伯多禄两个咧，都有不同经验。乜保罗开始就去啲外教嘅，就算系又犹太人，但已经系归即系归依，即系同呢个希列文化混合咗嘅。咁佢哋对犹太人本身嘅宗教咧，就冇呢啲割选礼嘅，你有啲冇接受。咁第二都有啲外教人加入教会，咁当时就产生一个问题啦。佢哋热心嘅犹太分子咧，需唔需要呢啲人先割选先至领洗咧？咁样咁大家记得伯多禄咧有另一个经验啦。咁佢梦中有人叫佢，佢梦中佢发现即系有个要食嗰啲不洁嘅事物啊嘛。咁有几三次咁多。咁佢话唔食，佢唔肯食。咁但系个声音话，任何天主所创造嘅嘢咧，冇人冇乜嘢系洁不洁嘅。咁结果人敲门，咁啊一个外教人咧就远地而嚟咧，就请佢去个家庭嗰度。咁当时去到家庭咧，圣神降临啊，所以突然间有个一个启示就系话，嗱，佢哋既然圣神降临咗啦，咪正常地帮佢领洗咯。咁呢啲唔系犹太人嚟噶嘛？呢啲冇有个选礼噶，圣神都降临咗佢身上咯。咁所以呢个中途嘅保禄嘅经验啊，伯多禄经验咧，即肯定天主唔系必须要求呢种其条件性嘅洗礼。所以后来佢讲个字眼咧，因信成义，你信耶稣基督，你就可以得救啦，唔系一定先过选礼。咁呢个因信成其中嘅最原始嗰个信息，咁只不过后来我哋到新教嘅时候，因信成义咧就系话啊，你做咩功劳都冇用噶啦，你信就得噶啦。咁即系有一种大家嗰种嘅信念咧，已经少少改变。但系个信嘅本身嘅基调咧，你都系要归依啊。无论犹太教又好，你外教又好，你个心一定要嗰、那个信咧，就唔系净系我知道啊。你彻底地去生活耶稣嗰种嘅精神，你先至可以得救。唔系话你领一洗，当然啦，领一洗我哋成为天主子女，但系你成天主你都可以，你唔跟足福音嘅说话去做都唔得噶嘛，你都要努力噶嘛，都要修德噶嘛，系咪？即系好定佢自己的经验都系咁啦。佢话佢都系曾经行者何时得个罪人，但系天主嘅能力咧系改变佢一生。咁我哋每个人都可以曾经系罪人，或者系经历咗礼洗之后都系罪人，都未定噶。但系最紧要嘅，不断去改正咯，即系浪子回头故事一样嘅。天父系等紧我哋，咁所以我哋要个时时要保持住一份信，好似今日嗰个晋唐咏咧，我哋要全心赞颂主，终日清谢主。我哋当我哋歌颂主嘅时候，我双手要欢腾。嘅意思即系我哋要感恩时时，天主冇离弃我哋。一步一步都是跟足我哋嘅，所以我哋心怀感恩。虽然我哋是一个无用嘅仆人，但我都可以为主做少少功夫，唔好失去呢份信赖。所以我即耶稣咁辛苦啊，极住苦天啊，修女呢个信息，慈悲耶稣嘅信息，就是话我冇遗弃过任何一个人。但今日人類就係冇呢個信，唔夠信賴，所以咁簡單一句字 主耶稣，我信赖你个信赖你个字咧，应该默存心中，让佢时时能够有感恩嘅心。So for the beginning, the early Christians also conflict with the thoughts: should they be what you call be first anointed, become God's son. Every Christian, the Jewish people, when they were born, Jesus, circumcision, yes, they asked all the men have to be circumcised before they become a Christian. So it creates a little bit conflict. But then Peter and Paul, they both had different experiences, but also all the pagans got the Holy Spirit. And so Peter said, why not? We can baptize them without being circumcised. So this is how, in the very beginning, so this very important is the faith comes first. And also today, we are still, we have become, for Christians and Catholics are still arguing how much we can save ourselves. You just trust, believe, or we have to do some good works. So there's lots of conflicts also. So today, we are still fighting for this truth. But I think the main truth is, if you live for Jesus in His Spirit, you are circumcised. Because not all the time it's easy to live the gospel. You have to die of yourself. This is our real circumcision. So we have to cut off from the old self. That's what St. Paul says. We have to live the new self every day. So let us ask Jesus give us the special grace that we can live present, but every present moment start again and again. That's the only way we can save ourselves in Him, but with our effort to live the will of God every present moment.